Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. New details on the murder of the mother of an NYPD officer gunned down when she opened her front door in Ozone Park, Queens, in the middle of the day. Let's go to Carol Dioria on the scene.
Giuseppe Canzani and the victim at a Torres knew each other. 1010 Winds has learned she ran a fortune-telling business out of her home on 109th Avenue. She read tarot cards, and Canzani was a customer. The two had a dispute. It's unknown if it was over money or if perhaps he didn't like the spiritual reading he received or what. Suffice it to say, Canzani allegedly knocked on her door Wednesday afternoon and fired three times. Torres was heard saying, "No, please," and then the gunfire. She took a bullet to the head and died. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds in Ozone Park, Queens.
Cops right now are searching for three men who gunned down two other men right outside a recording studio near Midtown. Let's get the latest details about that from our Glenn Chuck. Glenn.
We did expect possibly more information that we did get from the NYPD, but they really need the public help, they say, trying to sort this out. 12:15 this morning here on West 37th Street between 8th and 9th, a number of 911 calls about gunfire. And as police arrived, they found one man laying down on the sidewalk. He had been shot in the back. He actually had a handgun next to him. And then other officers went to the third floor of this building here, where there is a reported recording studio on the third floor. In there, they found a man shot in the head. Now, both were pronounced dead when they were taken to Bellevue Hospital. The man they found on the sidewalk still has not been identified, according to police. We get an update from Midtown South. The man inside that they found identified as 34-year-old Kamir King of Harlem. So they need a search warrant, they're telling us, to continue to search inside the building to get more evidence. Again, asking for the public's help, looking at surveillance footage at this point. No arrest to report. And I should mention one last thing, Bridget, is that police are still looking at the possibility of some connection to other gunfire that happened pretty close to here back on May 7th of last year. When reporters asked what that connection was, they said they didn't have that clear yet, but there's a possibility there's some connection. So again, no arrests. So quite a few answers still to come. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, here at 37th and 9th.
A new Quinnipiac poll shows a majority of New Yorkers disapprove of Mayor Adams' handling of crime. Pollster Mary Snow.
The feeling among voters is that they're not feeling very safe on the subways, for instance. About 61% saying they're not feeling so safe on the subways in the evening. 86% say they want to see more police officers in the subway system.
Well, the mayor's overall rating, 43% approve, 37% disapprove. Those numbers are down from the last poll in February when his job approval was 46-27. Well, you might feel the rent is just too darn high, but it could be going even higher. The Rent Guidelines Board meets this evening to take a first vote on a rent hike of as much as 9% on two-year leases. Landlords argue that the new state rent laws approved in 2019 favoring tenants already made it tougher for landlords. The vice president of the Rent Stabilization Association, Vito Signorelli, telling 1010 Winds.
There's a vast understanding that the pandemic had a severe impact on financially burdened tenants. However, the government took extraordinary measures to protect these tenants for an extended period of time. In addition to the eviction moratorium, there were vast financial measures taken to protect these tenants. And during that time, building owners didn't receive those same protections.
Well, critics of the hike say the rates are just too steep already and the increase would be the biggest since 1990. They also say it's not fair because the state's eviction moratorium ended in January and the market rate rents are rising. About the cost of your drive now, New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer had wanted to stop congestion pricing from coming to New York City, saying it would make driving especially expensive for New Jersey residents. Now he has a new strategy. New Jersey residents, he says, should get their bosses to let them work from Jersey. in satellite offices.
Why not stay in Jersey? Keep working in Jersey. Don't go back to New York and tell your employer, open up a regional office here. Let you work from home if you want to. Imagine the money you would save. The productivity would go way up. You get to see your kids more, get home to the baseball game, and of course support all of our local Jersey businesses. So I'm just saying, let's stay in Jersey.
And among the benefits, $20K a year saved in commuting costs.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.